ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। ब्रह्मां तद गच्छ भद्रं ते नाभागा तनयम् नृपम् क्षमापया महाभागम् ततः शान्ते भविष्यति। ब्रह्मां तद्गच्छ भद्रं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापया महाभागम् तत शान्तिर्भविष्यति। ब्रह्मां तद्गच्छ भद्रं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तत शान्तिर्भविष्यति। ब्रह्मां तद्गच्छ भद्रं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तद शान्ति भविष्यति। ब्रह्मां तदत्यच्च भद्रं ते नाभागातनयं नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तद शान्ति भविष्यति। ब्रह्मां तदत्यज्य भद्रं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तद शान्तिर्भविष्यति। भद्रवृत्तं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तद शान्तिर्भविष्यति। वैष्णवी ब्रह्मां तद्गच्छ भद्रं ते नाभागातनयां नृपम् क्षमापय महाभागम् तद शान्तिर्भविष्यति। ब्रह्मन् ओ ब्राह्मण तद देयरफोर गच्छ You go, Bhadram, all auspiciousness, te unto you. Nyabhaga Tanayam to the son of Maharaja Nyabhaga. Nirpam, the king, Ambarisha. Shamapaya, just try to pacify him. Mahabhagam, a great personality, a pure devotee. Sata, thereafter, Shandihi, peace. Pavishyanti, there will be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. O best of the Brahmanas, you should therefore go immediately to King Ambarisha, the son of Maharaja Nyabhaga. I wish you all good fortune. If you can satisfy Maharaja Ambarisha, then there will be peace for you. Kindly repeat the translation with me. O best of the Brahmanas, you should therefore go immediately to King Ambarisha, the son of Maharaja Nyabhaga. I wish you all good fortune. If you can satisfy Maharaja Ambarisha, then there will be peace for you. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this regard, Mathva Muni quotes from the Garuda Purana, Brahmadi Bhakti Kodi Amshat Amsho Naivambarishage Naivanyasya Chakrasyabhi Tathabhi Haririshwaraha Tatkaligo Pachevtvat Tesham Yashasa Adirada Brahmadayasya Tatkirtin Venyayama Shurutamam Mohanaya Jadityanam Brahmade Nindanayacha Anyatham Cha Swayam Vishnu Brahmadyasya Nirashishaha Manushe Shutamatvacha Tesham Bhaktyadibhi Gunai Brahmadir Vishnu Atinatva Nyapanaya Chakevalam Durvasaja Swayam Rudra Tadabhi Anyayam Mutkutvan Tasyabhi Anugrahataya Darpa Nashatami Vacham. The lesson to be derived from this narration concerning Maharaja Ambarisha and Durvasa Muni is that all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are under the control of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, when a Vaishnava is offended, the offender is punished by Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. No one can protect such a person, even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananyana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopagumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக. நமக பங்கஜநாபாய, நமக பங்கஜமாலினே, நமக பங்கஜநேத்ராய, நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரயே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I speak, I request all the great Vaishnavas and senior Vaishnavas sitting here, including Maharaja, to bless me so that I will be able to speak something about the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Without that, it is not possible. So we were hearing actually this narration between Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. Lastly, in this slogas we went through is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan is speaking actually. He is making it clear for Durvasa Muni. So Srimad Bhagavatam actually we have to learn it, actually, we have to understand, actually. There is a purpose behind, actually, writing down this Srimad Bhagavatam by Vedavyasa under the instruction of his Guru, suitable for the people in the age of Kali Yuga. Not for simply hearing the katha or story-like things. Why Krishna actually made such arrangements? So that the conditioned souls try to understand actually. Especially in our mission actually, we always have some doubts. But what I am doing is correct or wrong, the devotional service. Even though it's mentioned by our Param Guru A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, I'm chanting, he said, chant and be happy. And make a race happy and go back home, back to Godhead. So, many people have got a doubt whether simply chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra I can go back home, back to Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada was speaking and Srila Prabhupada was writing purports and different books, translation along with that instructions to get us actually the firm faith. Whatever his teachings are, the practical application of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we can learn and relate with actually the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we will understand actually, yes, we will get the firm faith that this is enough. So somebody is doing the devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna, after accepting a guru in the parampara system, following the instructions. So Bhagavatam is telling actually, yes, even if you feel, because material world is actually contaminated, material world, anybody is coming to, material world means the other day I was reading a purport of Srila Prabhupada said, it is a sum total of the whole contamination by the activities under three modes of material nature. Anybody is coming there, that contaminated place only we are coming. See, if one is doing the activities, their karma, within these three modes of material nature, further contamination will take place. So he is also giving actually in that purport, art of living. Under control. Of course, our mission is called Art of Dying, but this is also Art of Living, so many instructions. Whatever the terms we have in this material world, we want to live in this material world. Same time, we want to come out of the Maya or the reactions of the sinful activities. For that, we must know actually what is sinful activities, what not sinful activities. So, Srila Prabhupada was telling actually,
ഭഗവാൻ ഈസ് ടെലിംഗ് ഇൻ ഭഗവത്ഗീത ഓൾസോ മൈ സർവാണി കർമാണി ഓൾ യുവർ ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഷുഡ് ബി സറണ്ടർ അൺടു മീ കീപ് മീ ഇൻ ദ സെന്റർ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ദേർ ഇസ് നോ കണ്ടാമിനേഷൻ It's just like a lotus leaves are inside the water, but it's not touched by the water. So even though we are in this material world, in the midst of Kali Yuga, the art of living here is actually do the devotional service. And you can become a devotee without any contamination. Once we become the devotee of the Lord, how he is protecting the devotee. So then, you know, we may have the question actually, who is the devotee? Who is a Vaishnava? So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was receiving the devotees from Mayapur, Navadvip, every year in Jagannath Puri. So consecutive 3 years, the devotees were asking actually because Mahaprabhu was telling that you should associate with the Vaishnavas, especially the Grihastha devotees. There is no other way. So then their question was actually, who is a Vaishnava? Mahaprabhu, you tell me a Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? So first time he said actually those who are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamandra, even at least once they are chanting, they are actually considered a Vaishnava. Second year, when he asked, the Lord said, actually, Nirandara, somebody is continuously chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he is a Vaishnava. Still, the devotee said, you know, actually, yes, oh, he is a Vaishnava, actually. Mahaprabhu is giving this instruction because he wants actually anybody who is in the mission, we have to respect them and we have to consider them as a Vaishnava, otherwise it is not possible. Bhagavan is telling that it is not very easy to pray under my lotus feet or surrender unto me, it is not very easy. So third year they asked the same question to Mahaprabhu. He said, a Vaishnava is a person which when he is going out, whoever is seeing him, they remember Krishna. He is a Vaishnava. But we go out angrily with the tilakam and everything, they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is going, Hare Krishna. So we cannot discriminate. Because Bhagavan has already told, that is why Mahaprabhu is telling, Asantu Antakatam Babam, Yananam Punya Dharmana. E Dunda Mohan Nirmutva, Pajande Maam, Dhrida Vridaha. After coming here, accepting a mala and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is a Vaishnava. We cannot discriminate him. Maybe you will think, oh, he is doing that, maybe something like that. There is again, how to chant his holy name also, Bhagavan Mahaprabhu has said, Trinadabhi suni chena tarorabhi sagishnuna Abanina Banadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Amanina Manadena, that is the principle of chanting the holy name of Krishna. So we cannot discriminate, we have to simply accept it. There is no harm. Even if it is not a Vaishnava, we bow down to him and saying Hare Krishna, there is no harm. We are not losing anything. Can't just say that he is not a Vaishnava. He is simply acting as a Vaishnava something. Still, however, we learned that Sarvasya Jagam Vidhi Sannivishto. Anybody who is having a body is actually the temple of Krishna. Why? The Lord is there inside his heart. Without the Lord, he cannot exist. So that is actually the, we have to understand actually in our practical way of life actually in the Kali Yuga, then we will be successful actually. In our devotional activity, devotional service, progress, it will be Even otherwise, you know, it is our principle is servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of Gobi Bhatruhu. That is what Mahaprabhu said. So we have to come to that stage, that platform, then our devotional service will be accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what Ambarish Maharaj was doing actually. He was not having any military, he was not having any police, no border security checkup, nothing is there. I saw only in one place, when I went to US, the border of US and Canada, there is no border security, there is only canal, something is there. They said, if you swim across and you can go to the other country. So like that, Prabhupada said that if all the nations become Krishna conscious, they become Vaishnavas, there is no need of any elaborate arrangement of security arrangements and how much money we are spending actually for this police and military and employment. It's very simple, correct? It's very simple. Maybe it will happen one day. We don't know. So like that, so Bhagavan actually is giving the instructions here to show that anyone, okay, he opened his heart. The slogan is worthwhile to read again actually, Bhagavan Vacha. Aham bhakta paradino ki asvatantra iva dvija sadhu bhigvyastha hridayo bhakte bhakta jana priyaha. He's telling, Durvasa, what do you think? You are playing with whom? Do you know? My devotee, Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So this point is again, you know, it is clarified. We are telling that actually we should serve the Vaishnavas, we should serve the devotees. Krishna like, more than serving him, he like the serving the devotees. But we get actually sometimes an ego, you know, actually. Why should I? He is also like me only. Why should I serve? So those who understood actually this, they serve the devotees. They say, first we should please his devotees. Then naturally he will be happy. He say, prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. So that should be the mood of him. Anybody is giving us this knowledge, the knowledge should come from various directions. They are all our guru, actually. Different type of gurus are there. So we should respect and we should follow the instructions and we should give, serve them, then we can achieve. So, like that, Bhagavan is actually telling, Mayi nirbhadya sudaya sadavo samadasina vashe kuruvandi maam bhaktya sastriya satpatim yatha. It takes women bring their gentle husbands under control by service. The pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of their heart bring me under their control. So that is actually the bhava of Krishna actually. So Prabhupada says you should try to understand Krishna. Who is this personality? How is he? We are trying to get his favor, get his bhakti. So here he is opening actually his heart, completely his heart. So devotees actually can control Krishna. Whatever the devotees are telling, So he is telling Arjuna also, you go and declare Name Bhaktiya Pranachati. Because I give a value word, God, the value for the birth of my devotee. Krishna in Vrindavan actually, when he was small, okay, the devotees, the gopis and gopas, they are loving Krishna like anything actually. There is nobody saying bhakti like gopis of Vrindavan. They make Krishna to dance just by giving some butter or some milk. Said, here is butter. Butter for you, but there is a condition. Kanaya Nacho, you dance in front of us. And he danced. Why? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why should he listen? That is actually the character, what is the nature of our Bhagavan. Masevaya pratidamte salokyadi chadushtayam nechandi sevaya purna kutonyat kala vipludam. My devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation. Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Sristi. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? So Bhagavan is telling that, why? My devotees are actually, Srila Prabhupada in West, when he started this ISKCON, so somebody used to come and outside and ask actually, Prabhupada, actually your disciples, so many people, Hari Hari, they are doing lot of work here. Huh? And somebody is not doing any work. Why don't you send them out for, you know, some work outside? Huh? So they said, okay, they are doing of their own. I don't have your master here, the salary book, where they are not accepting any salary. They are not accepting any salary. On the contrary, these people go out and bring something for me. Instead of I pay, they are paying me. That is because they are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Some of our devotees are doing very lovingly some seva, they are doing it. If they lose that seva or change the seva, they feel it like anything. No, no, I was doing that. I was very happy to do that. So that is actually the loving seva, not by somebody's force doing it. Own willingly, I want to accept. Some devotees will say, I want to do some seva, but I want that seva which nobody likes to do it. Give me that. That seva. That is the seva. Why? Because we are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And he is watching that actually. He is saying that. Recognizing that. So after giving it, opening the heart and say that you are offended, my devotee actually. He is not having any military force, nothing. And he was always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord took the responsibility, saying that, okay, this fellow, somebody will come and attack him one day. Because he is a Raja, Chakravarti actually. Some enemy will come and then I have to do my duty. He put the Sudarshan Chakra there. Okay, you take care of this, my devotee, okay. He is holding such a big post. Please not worry. Because why? My Sarvani Karmani. Everything is done to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So in this verse, actually, he is telling, Bhagavan is telling to Durvasa Muni, don't waste your time. You already wasted the time. You went to Brahma. He told you, go away. From the entrance only they said, why? This will go. I cannot deal with that. He went to Lord Shiva. In fact, Durvasa Muni is incarnation of Lord Shiva. He said, Baba, no, I cannot deal with this case here. You know it belongs to whom? Chakra? Vishnu. Go to him only. So in this material world, actually many devotees, actually many conditioned souls, they don't want to come to Krishna. At the last they will come. So, you know, during my childhood, I used to go for this bhajan, you know, the village bhajans, town bhajans. The bhajans, actually, they do bhajan, starting with Ganapati. They will glorify Ganapati, Saraswati, Guru, then Lord Shiva. Then how many demigods they know, Devi, everything is learned. At the last, they will do a kirtan for Krishna, the last. So that is the way of each other. Still it is going on like that. I was very happy that they were giving me a chance to sing Krishna song to me only. But nobody else was knowing actually any Krishna song. Everybody knows actually Ayyappa song, Shiva songs and everything. So, but here Bhagavan is telling that you wasted your time going here and there actually. Ultimately you came to me, okay, I can understand. But now further don't waste your time. In fact, the Lord was protecting him, otherwise it is easy for the chakra to go and hit him, correct? The first instance. Why he was running and he was going afterwards? It is arrangement of the Lord. Durvasa Muni is also Brahmana, he is a Muni. Okay. But his business was actually all these people came to take part in the drama of Krishna Leela. When I went to Dwaragadish temple. So there only Dwaragadish is there in the altar. Only Krishna is there. Nobody. Rukmini, Satyabhama, nobody is there. They are all sitting different place. Rukmini is not there at all in the temple. So then they said actually 3 kilometers away Rukmini temple is there. So we went there actually. The katha we are reading actually what happened, why Rukmini is sitting there, because of Durvasa Muni. Krishna's first marriage was actually in Dwaraka. He got married to Rukmini in Dwaraka only. He brought Rukmini to Dwaraka and there was a big marriage. So as a grihastha, he came to know, the Lord came to know that Durvasa Muni is there in Dwaraka. So he told Rukmini Devi, let us go and invite Durvasa Muni for a dinner today. We'll go. So both of them, just like husband and wife, they bend and, you know, did pranam to Durvasa Muni. In fact, I told you, you know, Durvasa Muni's temple is there in Dwaraka, this temple inside. They are worshipping him there because of this pastime. They have shown actually Durvasa Muni there, Guru temple is there, Brahmana. So Durvasa Muni was very happy. Durvasa Muni told actually, okay, why you came? That as a grihastha, you know, it's our duty to call you a Brahmana in our house and give some feast for you today. Right. Then, you know, Durvasa Muni, he was sitting like this and he said, right, I can come, I cannot come and walk and along with you and all. It's far away. Okay. So you bring a transport for me. So Krishna said, okay, I will bring a transport. So the chariot came with the horses immediately. And he said, Maharaj, please come, you know. So he sat down inside the chariot. And then Krishna and Rukmini also sat down in the chariot, giving him the respect. Then Krishna wanted to, you know, take the chariot with the horses. Then Durvasa Muni looked at Krishna and Rukmini and said that, what? You cannot travel with me. I am a Brahmana. Okay. So these all stories that Bhagavan is showing, actually one should not be so much proud, you know, actually. You cannot travel with me because you sat down and punished. If you want me to come, both of you remove the horses and pull this chariot towards your palace. Sorry. So Rukmini Devi was looking at Krishna, actually, I never did such work throughout my life. I'm a lady, how can I pull the chariot? So Krishna said, he shown the sign, there is no other way, you know. Otherwise this person may curse you. So they were pulling the chariot. After a few meters, I told you, you know, he's a lady. Rukmini Devi become tired. Yeah? And he asked actually Krishna, what? I want to drink some water. I'm feeling thirsty like that. So he looked at Durvasamini, and Durvasamini was taking a dose, you know. He was just sleeping, closing the eyes. And then immediately Krishna invoked Ganga Mahi there. So Ganga Mahi came just like a fountain. And he said, now you drink. So she was drinking actually from the fountain. Still that place is there, where the water is coming, the village. So she drank the water. When she was drinking the water to her satisfaction, Durvasamini opened the eyes. And he just got up actually from the seat. Hey! Why you drank the water? Without my permission. I am your guest. Without giving me water, you are drinking water? So, Rukmini Devi would make the Krishna also, does you know what? He became very angry. He said, I am cursing you. From today, you cannot stay in the palace of Krishna. You be here only, this place, away from Krishna. So Rukmini Devi was looking at Krishna, what to do actually? The first wife got married and very dear to Krishna, Rukmini Devi. Then he said, what to do, Rukmini? Now you stay here only. But I promise you, twice in one day, I will come and see you here. So that is why Rukmini Devi is there, because of the Durvasamini's curse. He said, this is not finished. I am cursing you again, Krishna, that 12 kilometers around this your palace, there will not be any sweet water. Only salty water will be available. So till today, if you go in Dwaraka, you cannot get actually the sweet water. You have to bring from some village, somewhere outside. So this Rukmini's temple, the offering is actually sweet water for Rukmini Devi. They will say, pay money. Pay money for water. We are bringing from that village in the truck and filling it here. And the prasadam is also water. Water is offered for Rukmini Devi. Prasadam is water. So that is actually this Durvasamini playing a big role actually in the Krishna Leela. So that is allowed actually. The Bhagavan is showing to us. That is why he is taking part in the Leela. Otherwise, you know, he is Lord Shiva himself. He is a great Vaishnava. So then actually when I went to Prabhastirtha, Triveni Sangam, so there is one place actually down under the ground, the bitek place for the Pushtimark, the Guru, you know, actually. So we went to see actually that place, so Vallabhacharya. There is only one devotee is there. So he was doing the seva and everything there. Then the people came, devotees came from there, then they asked him, can you tell something about this place? Prabhupada, oh, it is a wonderful place. Krishna lastly disappeared from here only, and his lotus feet is here. Balaram actually lastly disappeared from here. There is a big cave from he entered and he became Ananda. And he said, you know, this old Yadavas Krishna, at the last he brought them here, this Prabhupada. Whatever maybe they fought or whatever maybe they disappeared from here only, the Yadavas. So it's a Punya Bhumi, it's a wonderful place. Actually when we go there, Dwaraka, this temple and these places, we feel like it's really Vaikuntha. The climate over there and the atmosphere is so wonderful. So, you must have gone to that places. Then, he said, you know, why the Yadavas were gone? Because of the curse of Durvasamini. Durvasamini cursed all Yadavas that they fight each other and they will die. So, because of that, he brought here. Then I asked that pujari who is there, actually, I am just, you know, disturbed so much. Why? He asked me, why? Everywhere Durvasamini cursed here, Durvasamini cursed here. This is the place of Krishna. Why so much prominence is called Durvasamini? Then he called me inside and he said, Baba, you know everything. Simply you are asking me this question. Okay, don't ask me the question. You know it everything. Correct, we know actually that in the Leela, Krishna Leela, so many things are happening actually, so many people are taken part. We cannot blame them. Okay. They came to help Krishna actually. Krishna actually came here to teach us actually. How to come back my abode. That is why he was teaching through his own behavior. He became a grihastha, he got married, he got children. What the mistake somebody is likely to do in conditioned souls in the material world. What is the remedy for it? All these things are actually taught through Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself is taught. And we are so happy, actually we are so thankful. Simply by thanks it is not finished to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, there is no chance for the conditioned soul in this material world, in the Kali Yuga, wherever it may be, to understand this Bhagavadam and Bhagavad Gita. Only we heard actually about Bhagavad Gita. Because it is written in Sanskrit or difficult language, in Kali Yuga that it's not permanent, nobody knows Sanskrit. So there was no effort is taken to understand. That is understood by Srila Prabhupada and he translated all the books into simple language, English. He translated in English because it is a common language. Everybody knows English. And we need not take out any actually grammar, you know, the dictionary for reading Srila Prabhupada books. No need. Such a simplified language is written that everybody can understand actually. Some people have written, translated, some people have written, Prabhupada said, okay, translated Bhagavad Gita and everything, nobody will understand actually, reading that. They put some inner meaning in it, all the things. So, that is actually, we should be obliged, we should be glorifying A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, which we are doing every day. You have to glorify. Somebody asked actually why you are glorifying Prabhupada so much. Vaishnavas repeat, even in the other parampara system also they are telling actually, yes, he is to be worshipped. Because he worshipped Krishna like anything. So he is worthwhile to be worshipped. By giving this knowledge. You see, nobody takes pain actually. If you want to write one page of something about it, we require so much of time to think about it, write down about it, so many mistakes will be there. But Prabhupada actually is continuously without sleep. It's all written down. So many things. And very simple language, quoting different slogans. Here also these quotation is given from Garuda Purana. Actually, I was trying to find out the meaning. So, the last sloga says, actually, Durvasa Muni is Rudra himself. Swayam Rudra. So, even he wanted to give some benediction for him. When we go through, we'll understand actually how. After teaching him, he released him. He released him. Make him to understand. He went to forest on the instruction of Duryodhana, where the Pandavas were living. Pandavas are eating actually because of Akshaya Patra. Draupadi could make any type of food, but there is one condition that once he finished actually the food, he take his lunch. Whatever it may be, then there will not be any food remaining for that day. It's not possible. So Duryodhana told him, Durvasa Muni, you go after Draupadi take this food and go with so many disciples and tell them to feed you. tell Yudhishthira. So he thought actually he will not be able to give the food to him. So this Durvasa Muni will curse them and these Pandavas will die, everybody will go. Different way he was trying. So Durvasa Muni went in the afternoon and everything was finished. Yudhishthira Maharaj saw Durvasa Muni with so many thousands of disciples are come. And then he said to him, "We are hungry. We want some food. We are actually wandering in the forest. Thanks that we met you." So Yudhishthira Maharaj actually, you know, is Satyavadi. He doesn't want to say that, you know, "I cannot give you." But somehow or other we have to manage. He called his wife Draupadi and told, "Durvasa Muni has come. He has gone to take bath actually. They said, you please go to bath and Yamuna and come back. By the time we will be ready to serve you." He said, "Okay." So Draupadi said, "I have already finished. Akshaya Patra is empty. In this forest, there is no shop here. Go and buy the things back or borrow is not possible. What will I do?" Then he said, "Beg, borrow, or whatever you do, I want to feed this Durvasa Muni and the disciples. You do whatever you want." So Draupadi thought actually, yes, these people are like that. When, you know, she was giving Vasra Harana also, she told all her husband, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhima, Nagula, Sagadeva, everybody was sitting. "Please save me, please save me, please save me." But everybody put their head down. At the last, "My Keshava, he saved me, Krishna saved me." So this time also I had to take his help only, nobody's help. She opened, you know, her heart and she called, raising the hand, "Krishna!" So Krishna's actually nature, you don't restrict to Krishna. You have to call him Krishna actually. Just like in material world, we are calling somebody name. If you call like that, they will look behind you. Look back you. Otherwise, they will say, they may be calling somebody. Immediately, Keshava came. Krishna is so merciful. If any devotee has got a trouble, you know, in our case, we say that, "Okay, you come after 2 days, I'll do something about you." Krishna is actually tektva. Immediately, that's the thing. He said, "What happened? Krishna, what happened?" Before she tell the thing only, he told Krishna, name of Draupadi also Krishna, "I feel too much hungry. I don't have eaten anything today. Please give me something to eat. Then you talk." "Bapare, actually I called you only for that purpose. I finished my food. There is nothing left out in the Akshaya Patra." He said, "Bring the Akshaya Patra here." So then he said, "Nothing is there. I washed it." "No, you bring it. I'm telling you, Draupadi, bring it." She brought it. And you know, the Akshaya Patra was having a fold like this. Okay, a fold like this. He put the hand under the fold. Nobody can see it. And he was just putting his finger and he saw a piece of green kira. Okay, left out actually from the food. And he ate that. Okay. When he ate that, immediately he has shown that his stomach is full. Oh, gas started coming out. "I am happy, I am happy, I am full, I am full, I am full, I am full." Then, what I will do for this Durvasa Muni and group? "You ate, okay, you are full." The same time actually when he ate, Durvasa Muni took a dip actually in the water along the disciples, and when they got up, they found actually as if they finished a big feast. Stomach is so full, heavy. Even somebody offer you a glass of water, he cannot take it. That was system. Then Durvasa Muni said, "If you go back, Yudhishthira Maharaj must have kept the feast. If you are not eating, it is actually we are offending him, Vaishnava. So let us go away from here only." So that is actually the Krishna Leela. Bhagavan actually engaging the devotees in different. So there also Durvasa Muni is playing the So such chances are given for the devotees actually to play a role in his lila, nitya lila, and teach others actually. Yes, if Krishna's mercy is there, devotee's mercy is there, and if we are a true devotee, we need not worry at all. Braja jana paya hari. Braja, he should, Prabhupada said, wherever you stay like Vrindavan. Make your own Vrindavan, stay like Vrindavanavasis. Then you will be not afraid at all, Braja jana paya hari. Otherwise, in this Kali Yuga, everybody is afraid, so much of anxiety. What is going to happen to me? It happened to him, it may happen to me. So that nirbhaya, bhaya will go by in this age of Kali Yuga, by simple method of chanting this holy name, we can become a devotee like Ambarish Maharaj. Sincerely, we follow the instructions and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna has kept the certificates ready. When the proper time came, your name will be written and you will sign and keep it. When you will come, this person is chanted very nicely, he is a Vaishnava, he has been given this particular seva, which others will not get it. Maybe somebody can go to Sorgaloga, other logas and everything. Krishna Loga and going and doing the personal service to him, this is reserved for the devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The time is finished. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ananda Gaudi Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna.